AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks have stayed strong today in positive territory thanks to the latest report from the Labor Department on jobs. 223,000 jobs created last month and the lowest unemployment rate, 5.4% in 7 years. But economist Diane Swonk says the job hiring numbers could be better.
The recovery's still been lumpy at best. It's been a bumpy road with potholes. And I think that's important for employers because without sort of consistency, they don't want to hire up and have to fire again.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 272 points. The Justice Department is going to expand an investigation into the Baltimore Police Department. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced the civil rights investigation 3 days after she visited Baltimore. She said it would look into whether police used excessive force, including deadly force, and engaged in discriminatory policing, conducting unlawful searches, seizures, and arrests.
The investigation follows the death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore, who was injured while in police custody. Four people are dead in Atlanta. They were on a small plane that crashed on a highway. Don McGee was behind the wheel, and the crash happened right in front of a tractor trailer.
The tractor trailer was coming down the highway. He slams on his brakes, and the plane just went right in front of him. Boom! Hit the wall.
No one on the highway was hurt. An appeals court in Tennessee overturned the sabotage convictions of an 85-year-old nun and two fellow peace activists who broke into a facility storing much of the country's bomb-grade uranium. Tropical storm warning is up for parts of North Carolina and South Carolina. Anna is approaching. Top winds 45 miles an hour. Director Rick Knapp at the National Hurricane Center knows the Atlantic hurricane season hasn't started yet.
I have seen nothing convincing that tells me that the tropical storms and hurricanes are more routinely forming earlier and more often earlier in the season.
This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State John Kerry says a five-day ceasefire in Yemen will start next week.
Our hope is that the Houthis will spread the word rapidly. That is the reason that it's not beginning till Tuesday.
Kerry says word of a ceasefire needs to filter down to rebel outposts. The announcement comes hours after the Saudi-led coalition carried out airstrikes in Yemen in an area believed to be a rebel stronghold. Prime Minister David Cameron is getting back to work after his Conservative Party in Britain won yesterday's election.
I've been proud to lead the first coalition government in 70 years, and I want to thank all those who worked so hard to make it a success.
It was a stunning victory for Cameron and his party, and bookmaker Ladbroke says a retired man in Scotland who placed a huge bet on the Conservatives winning a majority government won $370,000. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.